Albert Bolley was born in 1896, the youngest child of Sam and Nancy Bolley. He grew up in Grand Marais and was one of the town's first high school graduates. When the United States entered World War I in 1917, Albert put his college education on hold and volunteered with the U.S. Army. His letters home to Grand Marais over the following 2 years highlight America's war experience. Albert wrote home to his parents in addition to his brother Bill and sister Blanche. Here are some of Albert's wartime letters with WTIP's Sterling Anderson as the voice of Albert Bolley.
France, October 17th, 1918. Dear everybody, I have not written a letter for about a month, so I think that it is about time to let you know that I am still okay. I saw a piece in a newspaper about the big forest fires near Duluth. The paper said that there were 1,200 people in Duluth who lost their homes in the fire. I am glad that there are no fires near home. The old Kaiser wants some peace, but he cannot have it until he evacuates. We are busy now evacuating his troops for him. In some places, they are a little backward about it, but when a few American shells kick up the dust, they change their minds. I suppose you know more about what is going on over here than we do. We know we are going ahead all right, but when we are on the line, we do not get the news every day. I am quite certain that all invaded territory will be evacuated by next August, and then if the Kaiser doesn't want to sign up, we will evacuate Germany for him. Well, maybe I'll write again in a week or so. Love to all. Albert. October 29th, 1918. Dear everybody, it has been a little more than a week since I wrote, so I suppose I ought to write again so you will not think that I have been bumped off. There is nothing to write about in particular. I still think that the war will end about next September. They are talking peace every day, but it seems that our conditions for peace are pretty hard for the Kaiser to take, so we will have to pound him on the back until he comes across. We are having fine weather, about one sunny day every week. Last night we had a heavy frost. If the weather is dry enough, we will get to the Rhine before the snow starts flying. I sure hope we have good weather for another month or two. They gave us a box to send home for a German package, but I am not going to send anything. It is not worth the trouble for a little box, 4x3x9 inches. Love to all. Albert. Luxembourg, November 28th, 1918. Dear everybody, today is Thanksgiving Day, and we are not working or hiking. We did not have turkey like we did last year, but we had a good roast beef, and we also have more to be thankful for. Do not worry if you do not hear from me regularly, because we are moving almost every day, and we do not have the best place in the world to write. The last letter I wrote said that I thought the war would be over about next September, but now I think we will be in the States in 6 or 8 months. We work quite a little now, but one good thing about it is that we sleep under a roof every night. Even if it is a barn, it is better than pitching a tent out in the rain, and some mornings are pretty frosty, too. Well, I'll write again sometime. Love to all. Albert.
Garantano free.